Part 2. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet
1
with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 1.
It's really a big problem to teach our children how to behave. When I get angry, I say things I don't mean.
If you want your kids to be polite, you'll have to be polite to them.
Question. What conclusion can be drawn from this conversation?
Question 2.
I just saw an ad on television that said men's suits were on sale today and tomorrow at Conrad Menswear.
Great. That's just what I've been waiting for.
Question. What will the man probably do?
Question 3.
Well, the holiday is well soon to be here.
Yes, isn't it exciting? By this time next week, we'll be on the plane.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 4.
Where have you been all this time? The train is about to leave.
Sorry I'm late, but I was waiting for you at the information desk upstairs. It's lucky I thought to look for you here on the platform.
Question. Where did the man think they were supposed to meet?
Question 5.
Is John really ill?
It's hard to say. I doubt there's anything wrong with him physically.
Question. What does the man mean?
Question 6.
I'm getting absolutely nowhere with these physics problems.
How about my going through them with you?
Question. What does the man mean?
Question 7.
Honey, we'll have a guest from Australia. A friend of mine. He'll stay in California for 2 weeks.
Yes, your friend Andy. He was your classmate at London University, wasn't he?
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Question 8.
Please turn down the television. I can't hear anything my friend is saying on the phone.
Hurry up and finish your call. I don't like standing so close. The light hurts my eyes.
Question. Why is the woman upset?
Now you hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Excuse me, my watch stopped running, and I'm not sure what's wrong with it.
Well, let me look at it.
Okay, it's a new watch. I've only had it for about a year.
It seems that it just needs a new battery. They only last about a year, you know.
Oh, that's a relief. I was hoping it wasn't broken or something. In fact, last week I got some water on it, and I was afraid that the water might have ruined it. How much is a new battery?
It's $6.99 plus tax.
Oh dear, that seems like a lot. I thought my friend said she paid about $3.99 for a battery.
Well, she may have, but we're a watch repair shop and we install your battery and then guarantee it for a year. If you have the watch cleaned here, we guarantee it for an additional 3 months.
Well, I guess you get what you pay for. I'll get my battery here. How long will it take to put it in?
Usually I can do it right away, but right now I'm far away behind in my repair of a large shipment of watches. They all need to be fixed by this afternoon. Can you leave your watch here until about 5 p.m.?
Oh dear, I'm afraid I can't. I need to get back, and I have to work this evening. So I couldn't pick it up by 5. And I have to have it by tomorrow.
Well then, maybe I can just squeeze it in now. It'll only take a few minutes. Can you wait?
Okay. I'd really appreciate that. Sure, I'll wait.
Okay. Just sit down over there. I'll have it fixed in a few minutes.
Questions 9 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 9.
What is the problem with the man's watch?
Question 10.
How much did the man's friend pay for a battery?
Question 11.
What is special about the shop's service?
Conversation 2. Tung Lin?
Yes.
Please sit down.
Thank you very much.
So first of all, what is your field?
Well, I'm majoring in business studies, but the course also involves a great deal of information technology.
I see. But what makes you think that you would be suitable for this ESP course in Australia?
Well, it seems to me that language improvement is very important and helpful in business studies, especially with the development of the international trade. But I think that an overseas course is particularly important because of the cultural insights it can provide.
Oh, it sounds interesting. Would you please explain it exactly?
Yeah. For example, I'm very interested in contrasting negotiation styles. In what I've read, it seems that attitudes and approaches vary a lot from one culture to another.
That's a quite interesting point. Well now, is there anything that you would like to ask me?
Yes, I wonder whether there are courses on ESP for business students in this college.
As I know, it specializes in a number of fields in ESP, and business is definitely one of them.
I see. Thanks a lot.
Right. It's nice to meet you. We'll let you know if you are on the short list by the end of this month. Now send in the next applicant.
Thank you very much.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12.
What's the man's major according to the conversation?
Question 13.
What is the man interested in?
Question 14.
According to the conversation, what relation is most possible between the woman and the man?
Question 15.
What does ESP mean?
Section D.
Directions.
In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. When you turn on the radio, you hear an advertisement. When you watch television, you hear and see an advertisement. If you turn the pages of a newspaper or magazine, again you find an advertisement. If you walk down the street, you see one advertising board after another. All day, every day, people who want to sell you something compete to catch your attention. As a result, advertisements are almost everywhere. In the West, advertisements are the fuel that makes mass media work. The government does not give money to mass media such as TV stations, newspapers, magazines, and radio stations. They are all owned privately. So where does the money come from? From advertisements. Without advertisements, there would not be these private businesses. Have you ever asked yourself what advertising is? Through the years, people have given different answers to the question. For some time, it was felt that advertising was a means of keeping your name before the public. And some people thought that advertising was truth well told. Now more and more people describe it in this way. Advertising is the paid, non-personal, and usually persuasive description of goods, services, and ideas through various media. All advertisements try to make people believe that the product, idea, or service advertised can do well to them. Advertisements exist everywhere in our lives.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16.
What is the passage mainly about?
Question 17.
What's the financial source of the privately owned mass media?
Question 18.
According to the passage, what is one of the features of advertisements? Passage 2. Weddings in the United States vary as much as the people do. There are church weddings, there are weddings on mountaintops with guests barefooted, and there have been weddings underwater on the ocean floor. But many weddings, no matter where they are performed, include certain traditional customs. Before a couple is married, they become engaged, and then invitations are sent to those who live nearby, their close friends and their relatives who live far away. When everything is ready, Then comes the most exciting moment. The wedding itself usually lasts between 20 and 40 minutes. The guests enter the church first while the wedding music is played. The bride carrying flowers enters last with her father who will give her away. The bridegroom enters the church from a side door. Then the couple will exchange their solemn promises to each other. It is traditional to use the words to have and to hold from this day forward for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to care, till death do us part. Following this, the couple exchange rings. Wearing the wedding ring on the fourth finger of the left hand is an old custom. After the ceremony, there is often a party called a reception, which gives the wedding guests an opportunity to congratulate the newly wedded couple. After all the procedures, the couple runs to the car under a shower of rice thrown by the wedding guests, and then the couple just go on their honeymoon.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 19.
What is in common for those weddings held in different locations?
Question 20.
What will the new couple do after all the guests enter the church?
Question 21.
What is the custom before the couple goes on a honeymoon? Passage 3.
The computer virus is an outcome of the computer overgrowth in the 1980s. The cause of the term computer virus is the likeness between the biological virus and the evil program infected with computers. The origin of this term came from an American science fiction, The Adolescence of P1, written by Thomas J. Ryan, published in 1977. Human viruses invade a living cell and turn it into a factory for manufacturing viruses. However, computer viruses are small programs. They expand by attaching a copy of themselves to another program. Once attached to the host program, the viruses then look for other programs to infect. In this way, the virus can spread quickly throughout a hard disk or an entire organization when it infects an LAN or a multi-user system. The timing of the attack can be linked to a number of situations, including a certain time or date, the presence of a particular file, the security level of the user, and the number of times a file is used. Likewise, the mode of attack varies. So-called benign or the harmless viruses might simply display a message, like the one that infected IBM's main computer system last Christmas with a season's greeting. Malignant or the harmful viruses are designed to damage the system. The attack is to wipe out data, to delete files, or to format the hard disk.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 22.
How did the name of computer virus come into being?
Question 23.
What is the way that computer viruses infect the computer systems?
Question 24.
What is a benign virus?
Question 25.
What can a malignant virus do to your computer?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks with the exact words you have just heard. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Crime is increasing worldwide. There is every reason to believe the trend will continue through the next few decades. Crime rates have always been high in multicultural industrialized societies such as the United States. But a new phenomenon has appeared on the world scene. Rapidly rising crime rates in nations that previously reported few offenses. Street crimes such as robbery, rape, murder, and auto theft are clearly rising, particularly in Eastern European countries such as Hungary and in Western European nations such as the United Kingdom. What is driving this crime explosion? There are no simple answers. Still, there are certain conditions associated with rising crime: increasing heterogeneity of population, greater cultural pluralism, higher immigration, democratization of governments, changing national borders, greater economic growth, and a lack of accepted social ideas of right and wrong. These conditions are increasingly observable around the world. For instance, cultures that were previously isolated and homogeneous, such as Japan, Denmark, and Greece, are now facing the sort of cultural variety that has been common in America for most of its history. Multiculturalism can be a rewarding, enriching experience, but it can also lead to a clash of values. Heterogeneity in societies will be the rule in the 21st century, and failure to recognize and plan for such diversity can lead to serious crime problems. Now the passage will be read again. Crime is increasing worldwide. There is every reason to believe the trend will continue through the next few decades. Crime rates have always been high in multicultural industrialized societies such as the United States. But a new phenomenon has appeared on the world scene. Rapidly rising crime rates in nations that previously reported few offenses. Street crimes such as robbery, rape, murder, and auto theft are clearly rising, particularly in Eastern European countries such as Hungary and in Western European nations such as the United Kingdom. What is driving this crime explosion? There are no simple answers. Still, there are certain conditions associated with rising crime: increasing heterogeneity of population, greater cultural pluralism, higher immigration, democratization of governments, changing national borders, greater economic growth, and the lack of accepted social ideas of right and wrong. These conditions are increasingly observable around the world. For instance, cultures that were previously isolated and homogeneous, such as Japan, Denmark, and Greece, are now facing the sort of cultural variety that has been common in America for most of its history. Multiculturalism can be a rewarding, enriching experience, but it can also lead to a clash of values. Heterogeneity in societies will be the rule in the 21st century, and failure to recognize and plan for such diversity can lead to serious crime problems.
Now the passage will be read the third time. Crime is increasing worldwide. There is every reason to believe the trend will continue through the next few decades. Crime rates have always been high in multicultural industrialized societies such as the United States. But a new phenomenon has appeared on the world scene. Rapidly rising crime rates in nations that previously reported few offenses. Street crimes such as robbery, rape, murder, and auto theft are clearly rising, particularly in Eastern European countries such as Hungary and in Western European nations such as the United Kingdom. What is driving this crime explosion? There are no simple answers. Still, there are certain conditions associated with rising crime. Increasing heterogeneity of population, greater cultural pluralism, higher immigration, democratization of governments, changing national borders, greater economic growth, and a lack of accepted social ideas of right and wrong. These conditions are increasingly observable around the world. For instance, cultures that were previously isolated and homogeneous, such as Japan, Denmark, and Greece, are now facing the sort of cultural variety that has been common in America for most of its history. Multiculturalism can be a rewarding, enriching experience, but it can also lead to a clash of values. Heterogeneity in societies will be the rule in the 21st century, and failure to recognize and plan for such diversity can lead to serious crime problems.
This is the end of listening comprehension.